I'm Steve Miller reporting. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley said Wednesday morning investigators did not know the motive behind this month's string of bombings in the Texas Capitol.
You know, that's the one thing we don't have right now is a motive behind this. We do not understand what motivated him to do what he did, and that will also be part of the continuing investigation as we try to learn more about him and to understand why he took the actions that he did.
The suspect has been identified as 24-year-old Mark Anthony Condit, who is deceased. Manley said that the suspect had set off an explosive device inside his vehicle in a suburban Austin hotel parking lot as SWAT team members were closing in. A suicide bomber blew himself up near a Shiite shrine in Kabul, Afghanistan, Wednesday. Officials say the blast killed at least 31 people and wounded more than 60 others. Purnell Murdoch reports.
The attack took place as the capital celebrated the Nowruz holiday, marking the start of the Persian New Year. Kabul has been on alert for attacks over the Nowruz holiday, but the bomber was still able to detonate his explosives. The militant group Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. Purnell Murdoch, VOA News.
State media reports at least 44 people, most of them women and children, were killed when insurgents fired mortar shells on a busy market in the Syrian capital of Damascus. Elsewhere, an airstrike killed at least 20 people, 16 of which were children, as they were leaving their schools in Kafar Bakith village. The violence came as Syrians were celebrating Mother's Day. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Semi-formal negotiations in Finland between current and former officials from the U.S., South Korea, and North Korea came to a close on Wednesday. In a statement read by an official from the hosting Finnish Foreign Ministry, the party said they had a constructive exchange of views in a positive atmosphere.
This meeting was one of a series of academic sessions over many years that have explored approaches to building confidence and reducing tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
On Tuesday, Finland's foreign minister said denuclearization had not been on the agenda. Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said Wednesday, as he was speaking to a panel of lawmakers, that future relations with Russia will be difficult following a row over the poisoning of a former double agent.
The boundaries of Moscow's dominions have been rolled back, and I think Vladimir Putin feels that very keenly. And he wants, and he feels that Russia lost out. And so he wants to cause trouble wherever he can.
Britain has blamed Russia for being behind the March 4th poisoning of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in Salisbury, England. The case prompted the two nations to expel diplomats in a tit-for-tat dispute. Nigeria's information minister says Boko Haram militants have released 91 of the 110 girls they abducted in the northeastern town of Dapchi last month. Isha Sarai has more.
The office of the Nigerian president said the girls are now back in Dapchi and are being documented. The government said that no ransom was paid for their release. Local residents reported the militants drove the girls back to Dapchi in a group of 9 vehicles, dropped them off, and then left. The fate of the other remaining girls is not clear. Boko Haram kidnapped the girls from a Dapchi boarding school on February 19th. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday backed an investigation into Cambridge Analytica, the consultancy at the heart of a storm over the use of Facebook data.
People need to have confidence in how their personal data is being used, and I would expect Facebook, Cambridge Analytica, and all organizations involved to comply fully with the investigation that's taking place.
Facebook has been rocked this week by a whistleblower who said that Cambridge Analytica had improperly accessed millions of information on Facebook users to build detailed voter profiles on Americans. Thousands of children in the troubled Kasai region of the Democratic Republic of Congo have been used as combatants over the last 2 years amid conflict between local militia and government forces. UNICEF estimates that could affect as much as 60%.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.